The Board of Education did hold a school board meeting, and it was a regularly scheduled meeting last Thursday on December 17th. There were some changes that were approved for the Athletics and Activities District Plan. The board approved the changes with a 7-1 vote. Now, as you remember, the board looked at the activities and athletics plan at their December 7th meeting, and that didn't pass. That was a 6-1 vote that failed on that vote. This one was a 6-1 vote with it passing. The changes for activities and athletics for grades 7 through 12 to follow the district's level baseline for activities and competition and practices. Now, what does that mean? It means if a school goes to a level 5 and the district is still at a level 4 overall, this change would still allow activities and athletics to follow the district level 4 guidelines. So that lower level across the whole district, the schools will still follow that. Another major change to the plan is to allow the maximum number of spectators per participant to be 2 to attend events while not exceeding 35% of the total venue capacity of the venue for indoor events in the district plan, which will be at level 4. This is just trying to keep that distancing and contact down to a smaller level. Now, the use of word spectator was deliberate by the committee. They talked about that quite a bit at the school board meeting. CASHA's guidelines specifically say parent or guardian, but the school district changed it to spectator for our school district to allow for someone other than a parent or guardian to attend. Just taking into account our demographics that we have here and trying to help out, you know, if it's a grandparent, uncle, or some sort of guardian that can come and watch the event and not limiting it down to how CASHA's rules are. Now, all spectators are required to wear face masks the entire time that they are at the event and in the stands. The revised plan also allows our band to participate at the district plan level 4. Another major change in the plan is to allow middle school competitions and events at the level 5 level, which is our hybrid level. Now, prior to the change, middle school students could practice, but they couldn't compete in events. Also, at level 5, the band is allowed to participate with a reduced amount of students, and that's at 35% of the band, to allow greater social distancing for the students. So really working to try to get our students back in practicing as well as competing. Now, at the level 6, where we're at right now in the district, and we've been for the last couple of weeks, activities and athletics are allowed to practice in groups no larger than 16, which was recommended from the Finney County Health Department. And 16 was kind of a number. They talked about percentages, but they made it a hard number of 16, and that was a recommendation from the Finney County Health Department. Now, students and sponsors, completion of a screener through USD 457 with temperature checks, and the nurses and principals will have oversight of that. Students and coaches must wear the traditional face mask and covering, which goes over the nose and mouth, kind of like what everybody's promoting. No gaiters, but we want those traditional face masks for our students and coaches. Coaches and sponsors will social distance during practices, and no coaches are allowed to scrimmage sports or demonstrate with students in wrestling at a level 5 or 6. Again, trying to keep that social distancing, especially when we have those higher rates of COVID in the district. Coaches and sponsors must complete the National Federation of State High School Associations COVID-19 online course and file that certificate with the building principal and activities or the activities director at the school. And then they must also complete the training from our school nurse and the county health department and the activities director by January 4th. We'll also be continuing to follow the CASHA COVID-19 sanctioning body recommendations for band, basketball, bowling, cheer, choir, dance, debate, music, orchestra, the scholarship, scholars bowl, speech, swimming, theater, as well as wrestling. So still following the CASHA guidelines on all those areas, which all of our students are competing in those areas in the district. Another thing that Garden City Public Schools will be doing that other school districts haven't done yet but might be doing is that students are also required to sign a student extracurricular activities COVID-19 pledge for each activity that they're involved in. Really, it's just saying that they'll be responsible and not try to spread COVID and just be responsible for the team and keeping everybody safe. So those were the changes that were approved in a 6-1 vote for activities. So getting our students, you know, as you know, the last couple of weeks when we've been in level 6, students could not compete or practice because of our operational plan, and so the board did approve that. There were quite a few people that looked at this plan, which was updated from the December 7th plan, which the board asked for more information, which they did put in the plan to give to the board.